writing and going to school every day is seen by many as more of a chore than a privilege. It's easy to take these monumental opportunities for granted, especially when we don't consider what the alternatives are. Imagine how hard it would be to go through life completely illiterate, seeing nothing more than meaningless letters when looking at a sign, or having to ask someone to help you read an email. It sounds crazy, but did you know that for most of human history, the average person couldn't read or write? In the early Middle Ages, most Europeans weren't able to read and write. The peasant class was the most likely to be illiterate, since all of their time was occupied performing physical labor to provide for their families. However, the trend of illiteracy also extended to the noble classes, and even to most kings. The job of reading and writing fell on the clergymen, the monks and religious figures who worked in the Roman Catholic Church. Since the printing press wasn't invented until the 15th century, monks spent much of their lives copying ancient texts and manuscripts by hand in order for them to be replicated. As a result, the monasteries where the monks lived boasted incredible libraries and became centers of education. Many kings sought advice from the educated monks, but the problem was that many monks had taken a vow of seclusion, preventing them from sitting on the king's council. Medieval rulers began to understand that having very few educated citizens threatened the stability of their empires. One king in particular had plans to change that. Charlemagne, king of the Franks, ruling from 768 to 814, held a strong desire to educate his people and ordered monasteries and cathedrals to offer free education for all young boys. Schools were established inside cathedrals or large churches. Their main purpose was to teach boys how to read and write in Latin, since it was the language of the Holy Roman Empire. On top of learning Latin grammar, students were also instructed in the subject of logic, the art of debate, and rhetoric, the art of public speaking. Other studies included music, art, and various forms of physical education such as archery, wrestling, horseshoes, and hammer throwing. Science and math were also taught, however, they weren't a priority compared to other subjects. Now that they had designated schools, subjects, teachers, and students, only one thing was missing: textbooks. King Charlemagne invited a well-known monk from England named Alcuin of York to help design them. Born in 735, Alcuin had become a clergyman, scholar, poet, teacher, and was called the most learned man anywhere to be found. So naturally, he was a perfect fit for the role. Among his numerous works, Alcuin wrote a collection of math puzzles that stood out as one of the earliest math textbooks for kids. Unfortunately, only one of his books survived into modern times, and amazingly enough, is still used in math classes over 1,000 years after his death. The book is a series of 53 math problems called Problems to Sharpen the Young. One can only help but wonder what kind of butterfly effect Charlemagne and Alcuin had on future generations. Without their dedication to education, would the Renaissance and Enlightenment period that helped shape modern society ever have existed? Would we even be able to read this story, or would we still be at the mercy of the rare few who could read and write?